I mean, do you fundamentally believe that people in the Fish and Wildlife Service don't want to see the reintroduction of wolves happen? I mean, if you go there, there's pictures of wolves on every single wall.
Well, they actually have if you go to the Washington, D.C. office, they have a huge picture in their lobby of one of the wolves that they killed. So, I mean, there's a lot of people in the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service who really want this to work. But what you find is the field biologists are not listened to by the higher up politicals. So, for example, there's been a rule, a draft of a rule written that would allow for release of wolves from the captive breeding pool into New Mexico. Currently, they're only allowed, because Fish and Wildlife Service's rules only allow them to release wolves into Arizona from the captive pool, but to re-release wolves into New Mexico, which has been a big problem that scientists have criticized. So the field biologists years ago drafted the very simple language that would require a rule change, along with an environmental assessment that would get public comment, and that would authorize then the change in the rules so that wolves could be released directly into New Mexico. The Fish and Wildlife Service has kept that draft environmental assessment in some drawer for years. They simply won't release it to the public for comment.